Hi and welcome to Home Education for All, or HEFA for short. At HEFA, we believe that community is the heart of home education, and so that's what we built. We built a community in the UK, helping, supporting and uplifting each other to be the best home educators we can be. And now we're coming to you via this podcast too. Stay tuned for all things home education in the UK via our amazing, experienced, knowledgeable and often hilarious team. We truly believe home education can be for everyone, and we hope listening here will give you the confidence or knowledge you need if you've been considering home education. Let's dive in. Terrifying, right? Yep. Hello and welcome to the first ever HEFA podcast. So HEFA is Home Ed for All, and it is a community that has grown massively in the last year. It is 1 year old today, which is very, very exciting. And who better than to kick us off with HEFA's first birthday than the founders and owners of the group, Agnes and Dorito. Otherwise known as Pip and Paula. So I'm going to be asking you guys questions, and basically it's a conversation, okay? It's not a weird kind of news interview or any of that kind of stuff. For those of you listening, before we went hit record, we were all talking about our telephone voices, and I'm doing it right now because I was dropping my T's and H's a minute ago, and now I'm suddenly picking them back up again. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to ask Paula, number one, can you believe that HEFA is 1 year old today?
No.
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 It's crazy, right? It is insane. Really? So did you know, when you started this community, that it was going to be as popular as it has been? Because no. I'm not being funny, you've got 15,000 no. members in 1 year.
We were shocked when we got 100.
Yeah.
Really shocked.
And super excited.
Yeah. What about you, Pip?
Oh, it's been insane. It's been an insane year. Never did we imagine that the group would get that big, did we?
No.
It's especially not as quick. So yeah, it's blown us away completely.
It's amazing. I'm really proud to be an admin on the group. And I know that one of the great things that I really love about HEFA is that we have so many admin. It's admin and mods, you know, in groups, even, you know, half the size, you often find there's sort of one or two admin. But in HEFA, one of the things I really love about it is that there's a good 20 of us, all able to kind of chip in and help whenever possible and all of those kinds of things. So it lightens the load, I guess.
Yeah, it does.
There's a lot of us, there's a lot of opinion, there's a lot of experience, there's a lot of dedication. We're all working to that same goal of supporting home educators and bringing our experience, our knowledge, and everybody's got something to give. Every admin has got something to give. And again, it blows me away the time that you guys have and are willing to give to the group and to the members. And I think that's what makes HEFA work so well, the range of experience and knowledge, and just the fact of, you know, sharing other people's journeys with them, sharing your journey, because it makes a difference. I think it makes a difference to other home educators, new home eds, you know, and those who have hit that flat spot, they've plateaued a little bit. So yeah, it's definitely, it works well, doesn't it? It does.
It does work. It does. Pip, what was the motivation behind starting it?
Ooh, now that is it's easy, but it's hard. Paula and I can see her laughing. Paula and I sort of, we found we worked to a common way of doing things, which was injecting a bit of humour, a bit of, yeah, we'd get you scared, a bit of hand-holding, you know, and we wanted to just do it our way.
Yeah.
Just do it our way, and then, you know, we found a like-minded bunch
of... Not limited to what we were able to do more than anything, because we didn't want that limitation of if a member needed more support than others, we could help them a little bit more. And also just the main fun of it, have that fun.
Yeah.
Because a homemade...
Especially with gifts, spend off our gifts.
Yeah.
Homemade groups can be quite serious, right?
Yeah, yes. They can be. And anybody who knows me will know I've got a bit of an out there sense of humour occasionally. I don't really know how else to put it. And you know, some people do, and it's, oh yeah, we just like having a bit of fun, don't we? Sharing the fun side of homemade. And because it's not just homemade, is it? It's parenting. It's parenting as well. You know, you're not just a home educator, you're a parent, and all the stuff that comes along with it.
Yep.
Completely. Completely. Anything else to add, Paula?
No, I think she said it very well.
Yeah.
As ever.
As you always do, you say it so eloquently.
So I know you're both home educators yourselves, which again, I think really adds a different dimension to a home ed group when mm-hmm. you've got admin and you've got group owners and people who are supporting people are actually in it with those people. I really think it makes Heifer very different. And it really adds that support and community that Heifer provides for so many people. But I know that, you know, home ed is listening to this and nosy. So I want to know, Paula, what brought you to home ed?
Lockdown. Was my lockdown chance to prove to mainly the other half who was on the fence that it would work and it would be better. So I removed my children before lockdown was actually initiated because I was following what was going on. And removed them out of the school and then just threw the whole school structure out the window and just went full on, let's do what we want.
Yeah.
And then we've just never stopped.
I love that. I don't know, Paula. Are your kids younger? Are they preteen? Are they
10
teens?
And 7.
10 and 7. Oh, okay. So not at that really, really young age, but not at that really fucking awkward stage either. Excellent. How about you, Pip? What brought you to home ed?
Well, we've always been at the fucking awkward stage. So, right, my child's 17 now. So I took him out in year 6. He should never have stepped foot in school. I knew it right from the outset. I just didn't listen to my gut feeling. He didn't thrive in school. His needs weren't being met. And after a incident in school, I was like, I've had enough. I'm taking him out. So I did. His needs weren't being met. I kept pushing and pushing. Nothing happened. His mental health deteriorated. His emotional well-being deteriorated. And in turn, it affected the family.
Yeah.
So I took him out. Now, James did need a bit of structure. So we started off fairly semi-structured. We were flexible about it. we went with the flow. And over time, he became, as he relaxed, as I relaxed, he became more autonomous. He took charge of his learning. I involved him as much as I could, and he took charge of his learning, which he's done all the way along. Now, we tried school. We moved area. We tried school. That lasted 2.5 days. He's tried college, post-16 college. That hasn't worked out either. So we're back to home ed. So he's 17, coming up 18. We're back to home ed. We're doing functional skills. And do you know what? He's thriving again. Yeah. You know, I've winged it. You know, I've had those flat moments of like, oh my God, this isn't working, or I'm doing everything wrong. But do you know what? Again, the important thing is, I think it took me longer to come out of the school model of learning than it did him.
Yeah.
It took me ages to actually really start listening to him and trusting what he was telling me he wanted and needed. It took me longer. And it's bonkers because I've got an early years background. So I should have been, you know, I was ignoring everything that my instincts were telling me. So yeah, and here we are.
That's something we find, isn't it? Is you know, we do have a lot of experts in the field of education, like teachers and child development workers and all of those kinds of people, and quite often those are the people that find it hardest kind of find their way in home ed.
It did support me having that background.
Yeah,
it did. It gave me that guidance, that support. But I mean, I had two other children who sailed through school, water off a duck's back. But for James, school just didn't fit. And it, for me, I didn't think I was schoolified. I really didn't, but obviously I was. So it took me, I mean, you know, we talk about de-schooling, don't we? And to be honest, I think that's more for the parent.
I agree.
Very much.
Listen to your child, because, you know, if I'd listened to him and really, you know, trusted the process for him, I think we would have been away a lot quicker than me going, oh, right, okay, we need to, or try to, you know. But yeah, I mean, we ended up winging it. We ended up being, well, I suppose, unschooling eventually. You know, at the age of 17, now, we do have a little bit more structure, obviously, because he is studying for functional skills and stuff, but that's his choice.
Right, which is really important to note, is that unschooling methods don't necessarily mean there's no academics in there.
Yeah.
If a child is autonomous and is following their own interests, their own decisions, and we're facilitating that, then that child is still following an autonomous education.
Definitely.
It does lead on to the next question. Well done, you.
Oh, I'm good. So, psychic.
You know, there is often this really big emphasis on home educators needing to find their particular style and label it, and, you know, decide what approach they have, and all of those kinds of things. Pip, you've just explained how you approach home ed and have approached home ed in the past. Do you guys think, Paula, do you think it's really important to know your style as soon as possible? I've actually seen quizzes.
No.
I've seen home ed quizzes where you can kind of, you know, put in, tick the boxes, and then it will tell you which style you are. Do you think that's important?
No.
Why not?
Not at all. You will probably go through many styles. You will have your wobbles, and then you will go, I need a workbook! I need to get the worksheet! And you'll just go through those stages. They will come at you when you are least expecting it, probably wake you up in the middle of the night. Someone will say something, and then you'll overthink it, especially if you're like me, constantly do it. I have workbooks. I have loads.
Yeah.
My
all of which you didn't use? Did you rush out and buy stuff and you'd never used it?
I want to say no because I tell people not to do that. So, but yes, I did. But in fairness, I didn't have Heifer supporting.
Yeah. 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 Well, you get led to believe, don't you, that you need this and you've got to do that, and for your child to be achieving, you've got to have something down on paper.
Yes, and you need to physically see it with your own eyes, but you're not, even though you're seeing it, does that make sense? So you're already seeing it, but you're not seeing it on a piece of paper. It's not written out. Even though the child could go 5 + 5 = 10, but because it's not written down, they don't know it. Because a lot of people are led to believe, unless it's written down, it means nothing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've gone through them stages. I'll probably still go through them stages. But then I've got the team helping me and backing me.
And I'm sad to say that nearly 9 years into autonomous education, you still go through those phases. Yes. I look forward to them now. So I've been doing this quite a long time, and in September and February, I will have a massive wobble and I will create timetables and schedules, and I'll download a new app that I can use to make the kids do stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll book us onto absolutely bloody everything.
Yeah.
And then a week later, they're laughing while I'm doing all of this because they're like, yeah, but mum, like, you do this every year. And it never works. And I'm like, no, but I need to go through my process so that I can remember why this doesn't work for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
You know.
I do that.
So I never see those kind of wobbles as a failure. I've come to appreciate them and recognize that, you know, if I didn't care about my kids' education, then I wouldn't have any wobbles.
You wouldn't be worrying. That's exactly it.
As well, you don't know as well, by going through some of it, is you don't know as well if you are going to hit on something that the kids might be interested in. I mean, half the time you find out you're more interested in it than what the kids are. And you fall down that rabbit hole and go, oh, look at this. And they're like, yeah, okay. While they're off doing something else. So me coming back into home ed, you know, after a year off, I did start researching every functional skills book and course that I could possibly find. But I've had to let him choose what he wants to find and what he's old enough to know what he needs and wants now. And I need to go back and retrain myself to, you know, this is his process. This is his learning. So, eight, 18 months ago, as we came to what I thought was the end of our home ed journey, I got rid of everything. And there was stuff in there that I had never used, and I thought, oh, that was a lot of money. As you do.
Do you know, that reminds me, yesterday I've got a family app right on my phone, and it's got a message function where you can message other members of the family, and I messaged the boys yesterday, did you know that shark don't have actual bones? Right.
Well, see, I didn't know that either.
No, I did not know that. Well, I was fascinated. Shark
mad.
Yeah, so were mine. And they literally went, yeah. That was it. Yeah. I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I've learned something new. And they were like, yeah. What's your point?
You've been learning.
Do you know what? If I could do an educational report to the local authority on what I've learned. Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
It's amazing what you pick up though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, but then again, saying that, it's really amazing when the kids say something to you and you're like, oh, when did you get that?
Yeah.
How did you learn it? How did you learn from?
We say it on group. It's a journey for both of you. It's not just your child's education, but it's a journey for both of you to take.
Yeah.
One of the top things, this is going off piste because this isn't on the question sheet, sorry.
Oh, you're gonna stump us now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ooh. So something that I notice a lot with new home educators or people considering home ed is that they feel really unqualified to do it, right? They'll say, I didn't get GCSEs, I didn't go to university, I didn't do very well in school, I'm too stupid to teach my kid, all of those kinds of things. And I know that we kind of really support those people very strongly in our community to understand that they can learn alongside their child. But sometimes it really helps to hear it as well.
Yeah.
And that's one of the benefits of this podcast is being able to talk about things and people hear us. There's a real benefit to audio. So what do you guys think of that? The idea that, you know, you can't home ed your kids because you didn't do very well in school, and
it's rubbish. If that system that you went through didn't teach you well enough to teach your children, I know that's thrown about everywhere, but it's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
If it didn't equip you to research, if it didn't equip you to go, the system equips you to fear failure, really, doesn't it? But not knowing something is not a failure. So, okay, let's go and find it out together. Or where do you think we can find that out? Maths is not my forte. It really isn't.
Nope, nor mine.
Nor mine.
I will do stuff alongside my child. I will say to him, okay, well, half the time he is explaining it to me, but I will find the resources to go and find it, Google or a calculator, because, you know, let's face it, we can all use calculators now. Do you know what? I'll even phone up my eldest son, who is a really good, you know, he's good at maths. So I'll phone him up and go, what's da 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 da? And he'll explain it to me, and it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I used to do that with dad, the sort of move her off and say, I don't know the answer to this. Can you please explain it to me so then I can explain it to the child? Yeah. Because I don't know how to work it out. But then half the time, he ain't got a clue how to work it out. He just knows the answer.
Yeah. That's so what's really interesting about the home ed model versus the schooled model is that a lot of the time you're facilitating learning, right?
Yeah.
So if your child wants to know something or needs to know something, it's about finding ways that they can find that information out. I know from outcomes that, as I've got older kids, the outcomes for home ed is astounding, because they are far better at critical thinking, far better at research, far better at, you know, taking the initiative, being self-guided. These are all things, by the way, that, you know, when I spoke to universities, when my eldest was considering university, they were like, we would rather have a student that has all of those skills but no A levels.
Yeah.
Than a student with A levels who has no idea how to take the initiative, how to do anything other than take instruction.
You find a lot of home ed kids have those skills to research, to go and find it out for themselves, especially if they're interested.
Yeah.
It does come eventually, even if they're not interested, it does come eventually. Of like, oh, okay, right, I'm not particularly interested, but I still need to go and find out that bit of information for whatever reason.
Yep.
But do you know what? Research skills are super important, as much as the actual process of learning whatever it is you are looking at. So, I think for home ed kids, because they have that freedom. You know, they can go to a variety of resources, Google, the library, they can use a calculator, they can look at a book, they can ask somebody.
Yes.
They can ask somebody, well, I don't know that, so what is it? You know, we do that as adults, don't we? We do that as admin of like, oh, where does it say in the EDHE guidelines, I need that bit, and somebody else will say, oh, it's 6.2 or whatever, you know, and you're like, how do you know that? When did you digest all of that? You know, you can ask somebody. Life's like that, isn't it? You can ask.
Yep.
Yeah, and I will say, and this is not, we're pro school and we're we're not anti-school, we're no. pro-education. But what I will say is in school, you are often taught that not having the answer is a problem. Having to ask for help is a failure of some kind, when actually, as soon as you're out of school, you're encouraged to be collaborative. You're encouraged to ask questions. You're encouraged to not know the answers and explore. But by then, for a lot of kids, they're really scared of getting it wrong and not knowing.
Definitely. So, I completely agree. Sorry, my son was just talking to me. That's seeing a winnie bit, Joe. Love you. He's been hovering.
Brilliant.
God, I love him.
Yes. So I was going to ask what you think makes Heifer different to other communities that you've been a part of in the past, but I think we've actually answered that.
I know exactly what makes us different. Do you know what? It's our admin team. It's the fact that we work together. I'm not just saying this. It is our admin team. If without you guys, so a big thank you from my heart, from me and Paula. Without you guys, it wouldn't work. It really wouldn't work. And that's what makes us different. You know, the humour on it. The information on it, the sharing of our own personal stories and, oh, look what I've done today. Oh, I mean, you know, even right down to the stupidity of some of what I say. It's...
Yes.
I think.
You know, I did a Pip today. I wrote a silly reply and Pip wrote a sensible one.
Well, there you go. See?
I just told you that phrase is catching on.
What, doing a Pip?
Pipisms, that's not what you used to call it.
Pipisms. I think we hashtagged that one as well.
Did you?
That'd be brilliant. So Heifer not only provides home education support in its main community, but you've also decided to take over the world and expand into other spaces as well. So you've got general parenting support at the Heifer Lumps chat space.
Yeah.
You've got pre-CSA, post-CSA. For those of you wondering what CSA is, it's compulsory school education. No, it's not. It's compulsory school age.
Yeah.
And you've got that space as well. I'm a bit scared to ask, but if I could have some juicy gossip, what's next? Is there anything juicy going on?
Isn't anything juicy going on, you know? Well, not at the moment. Ow. I mean, you know,
we usually just wing it.
Yeah, we normally just go, should we do that?
Unless you know it's done.
I don't think so, not at the moment. I mean, you know, we've got our hands full. Because we appreciate the time, and it does take time from not just us, from our admin. You know, we know we're asking you guys to do a lot, and we appreciate every single second that you put in.
Yeah, and we really do.
You've got your own lives. We've got our own lives. You know, we're not just home edding. We're parents. We're partners. We might be working. So, yeah, no, not at the moment. I mean, you know, a bit like, you know, as well, we've a lot of us admin local groups as well. We admin local groups or, you know, other national groups. So, yeah, no, I think, yeah, no, who knows? Watch this space, maybe.
World domination.
Heifer world domination.
Well, you know, I mean, that could be the next bit, but...
Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up? Is there anything you feel I haven't covered?
No, I don't think so. I mean, again, thank you to 15,000 members. Yep. Again, without you, 15,000 members, Heifer doesn't exist either, does it? All us admin would be just chit-chatting like this.
Don't we do that anyway?
I was going to say, don't we do that anyway?
Well, some of us do. naming no names or pointing no fingers, because I don't chat at all. Just don't pull that face. But no, but thank you to everybody who's made Heifer what it is. Thank you for walking along with us, honestly. Yeah. From the bottom of my heart here,
I'm just still shocked that we're still one.
I know it's when we get to our teenage years, that's when we can start being really I'm waiting for that. I can relive my teenage years.
Do you really want to?
Some of it I can't remember. And I don't know,
okay,
down to my age now, or just I don't want to remember. I don't know.
So on that note, before anything goes downhill, we're going to take that as a success. And thank you so much for agreeing to come on today. For people listening who haven't heard of Heifer before, where can they find us?
Go on, Paula. This is your bag.
On Facebook.
On Facebook?
Education for All Heifer.
Heifer. And where else? Because I always forget. Instagram. See, look, I remember.
Instagram and Twitter.
And anywhere else? I can't
think of anywhere else.
So what I will do is in the show notes I will add the links to those various different ways in which you can get in contact with Heifer. And thank you very much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday. Happy first birthday to Heifer.
Thank you very much.
We will
Yay!
Catch you later.